as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Aloha and welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and thank you so much for listening. Remember to tell all your freedom friends they can join us live in the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcast at AmericaOutLoud.com. On the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks, just download the America Out Loud phone app for Apple, Android, or even Alexa. Whatever you need to listen to at your leisure. Looking for Healing Radio is sponsored today by globalhealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the whole world today. Feel the difference integrity and love for medicine making can make for you. Go to globalhealing.com and enter promo code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all of the wonderful AOL sponsors at AmericaOutLoud.shop. Healers, I have a very exciting show for you today. I hope you've had a great week. I'm very excited to give this to you. Hope you had a great weekend too, and a 4th of July celebration for Independence Day last week. All right. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is the impact of emotions, and we're going to start this with a statistic. So Kaiser Permanente loves to do surveys, and Kaiser put together a publication dated March 20th, 2023, and it is titled, this news release, "Latest federal data show that young people are more likely than older adults to be experiencing symptoms of anxiety or depression." The subtitle is, "Americans' mental health continues to be a concern as many people try to move beyond the pandemic." All right, so I'm going to read the first few paragraphs of this, and then I'm going to give you some statistics. And the purpose for this show, which is Looking for Healing Radio, is, as you've probably seen over the last 5 weeks, we've been doing this. This is live Monday through Friday. Please tell everybody to tune in. I hope you're enjoying and learning a lot here. You can also submit questions to us at our website at Looking for Healing Radio at AmericaOutLoud.com. So go there and submit, click our radio show, Looking for Healing Radio, and submit questions there. You can post those. And then myself, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Jana Schmidt, and Niccolo Burnett, each Friday, we actually answer all the questions we have received during the week, and which is very exciting. We actually love it. That's actually our favorite show, is knowing what you're most interested in. So please make this an interface where we can all share information, which is exciting. All right. So I'm going to read this article to you. It's reminding you again, it's from March 20th, 2023. One of the major things that we deal with as healers, and all of you at home are healers, and those who are overseeing others, that you want to help them heal. We all should understand the massive impact that is greatly overlooked by primarily medical professionals. And when I say this, it is the connection to emotional health, emotional trauma, and then physical problems that are manifested as a result of the emotions you're experiencing and nothing else. Your brain, which is where your mind and thought processes everything, is directly connected to every single organ in the human body, all of them. And every single organ of the body has emotions that physically impact the health of those organs. So we are going to educate you on what you can do, what I have used over the last 15, 20 years to help people in practice with emotional issues that had, who had physical symptoms they thought had a physical cause, but in reality was nothing more than emotional trauma they had experienced in their past. So I'm going to share with you what I've done in practice. It's a very easy tool. I'm going to give you references, books that you should actually purchase, have on hand, and then some techniques you might even want to learn and maybe in the future get certified in, or at least learn in your home to help you or your loved ones. And this technique I'm going to talk about a little bit later is something I actually take advantage of every single day of my entire life. So when I say emotions play a huge role in our physical health, which impacts how we see and experience the physical world, this is a very massive issue. Now, coming out of the pandemic, many of us that were outspoken about the fear-mongering being projected throughout the mainstream media and by medical professionals all around the world, just trying to scare the crap out of everybody and to keep them confused, keep them overwhelmed, panicked, anxious. They know if they create enough massive fear, massive confusion, anxiety, that individuals will look to an authority figure for the answer. And the answer that they only projected to the whole world for the last 2 years has been a vaccine to save you from your anxiety, panic, and fear of an invisible invader that for the first time ever was causing asymptomatic spread even to other people. So then they were creating fear between loved ones, members of loved ones, if they weren't vaccinated. I mean, it was a massive amount of fear and anxiety. So to see a report like this titled, "The latest federal data show that young people are more likely than older adults to be experiencing symptoms of anxiety or depression post the pandemic," I'm not shocked by that. So I want to read with you a little bit of this, and then I'm going to share you the statistics because you should know this is impacting everybody. Now, if I was still in practice, I would be using the same techniques I'm going to be talking about here to explain how it is you would actually help free these individuals of the physical paralyzing effects of anxiety and depression. And you can do it in just minutes without a drug, without a supplement, without changing your diet. You can do it with these techniques we're going to talk about here in a little bit. All right, so from March 20, 2023, from this article I just referenced, young adults in the United States continue to be more likely than older counterparts to be experiencing symptoms of anxiety or depression, according to the latest federal data analyzed by KFF researchers. The analysis of the Census Bureau's Household Pulse Survey finds that half, 50%, of adult ages 18 to 24 reported anxiety and depression symptoms in the year 2023. Compared to about a third of adults overall. The data also shows that young adults are more likely than adults of any other age group to experience mental health symptoms. So this is massive. And a reason why this show should be shared with everybody. Everybody you know far and wide who's dealing with depression, anxiety, you name it. And then it goes on to continue to report, many young adults have come of age in an era of pandemic-related school closures, remote work and job, and income loss, all of which may contribute to poor mental health. Additionally, young adults in college settings may encounter increased difficulty accessing treatment. And then it goes on to say, young adults are not alone in the experienced heightened mental health symptoms. The mental health and substance use concerns that were present during the COVID-19 crisis continue to affect many Americans, even as many people try to move beyond the pandemic. Nearly 4 in 10 adults, that's 39% of all adults, reported symptoms of anxiety or depression in February of 2021, compared to 32.3% in 2023. So it has come down by 7% this year from 2021. All right. So just, you know, this reporting was done by KFF and CNN in October of 2022. And they found that 90% of the public believes there is a mental health crisis in the United States. All right. So 39% of all adults in America, there's only 330 million people here. That means you can do the math. That means 3.3 million people, or sorry, 30 million people represent 10%. So do the math, multiply that times four. That's 120 million Americans, adults, 18 and older, are struggling and reporting, struggling with anxiety or depression. Now, this research they're publishing from February 2021, you just have to understand they are researching everything as they experiment on us, even with mainstream fear-mongering, which is what they did nonstop. So during the pandemic, during 2020, they continued to pummel us with anxiety, fear, panic about a mysterious thing you couldn't see that was going to make you all sick and kill you, which it didn't. But that was, so when they do these surveys and pay these medically funded organizations like KFF and CNN to do these surveys, they are looking to see how successful is their agenda and the attempts they're doing to create the panic and fear. How is it impacting people? Who would this benefit most for a pharmaceutically funded couple of groups to do a survey of adults in America to find out how many of them are now struggling with anxiety or depression since the pandemic started versus before? How would this benefit the pharmaceutical industry to pay for this kind of survey? Okay, it should make sense to you. What's the number one, two, three, four, top four drugs being prescribed in America right now and has been for decades? All four of them are all antidepressants. Well, if those are their biggest money makers, wouldn't it be great for the pharmaceutical industry to know how much scaling have we just created by all the fear-mongering anxiety we created and pummeled people with throughout the world? Well, the reports come back. Yes, keep investing in creating antipsychotic drugs, antidepressants, and anti-anxiety drugs. That's what you're learning. But these young people who are struggling, it's very disgusting to see that they've had this impact on them. All right. So of all adults, 32.3% right now in 2023 are reporting anxiety and depressive disorder symptoms. And then of ages, these are the age groups, 18 to 24, 49.9% of all children. I call them children because I'm almost 50. 18 to 24 years old, 49.9% of all of them have reported in America. That's half of all of them. Have reported having anxiety and or depressive disorder symptoms. Of the 25 to 49 year old group, that's 38% of all of them. For 50 to 64 year olds, it's 29.3%. For 65 plus years older, it's 20.1%. And I'll give you a hint to why I think the 65 year plus age group is the least stressed with anxiety and panic and depression. And that's most likely these people have lived through the baby boomers, have lived through the Great Depression, World War One, World War II. They've seen a lot of stuff. The Iraqi wars, the Twin Towers, you name it, all the assaults on our lives and fear mongering they've created for decades. They even survived Y2K. So as these things continue, I'm sure they're less and less impressed with the fear mongering and affected and less affected. All right. So those are the numbers. We just want to share with you that these are the real data right now. All right. So what's going to be suggested by these groups is that these individuals, even in elementary school, middle school, high school now, I don't know if you've seen this, but the FDA and the CDC have been working to actually put psychiatrists into all schools in the country that can prescribe antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs to your children while in school. So this is actually a big deal. They're trying to get these drugs that can be mood-altering drugs to everybody. And if you paid attention to my presentations, you should be aware that these drugs create a massive problem. In fact, I did my own show on the drartistshow.com about 5 months ago. It's all about school shootings in America. And the reason why I did that is the American Medical Association, every single week this year for the whole last 12 months, continues to email out reports to all medical doctors that are a part of the AMA, licensed or certified by the AMA. They each, every week, I get the emails. I actually subscribe to the AMA to get their actual emails. Every single week, they are sending out multiple articles telling medical doctors it's their job to get gun control back in control. And they tell every medical doctor that in your appointments with your patients, it is the medical doctor's jobs to educate patients in America of all ages that it's the doctor's job to get a handle on introducing the concepts that are so important as gun control. So even if you go in with high blood pressure, they're telling the medical doctors, make sure you bring up gun control in all the school shootings and all the shootings anywhere, but particularly school shootings. That's what they keep talking about. And the AMA continues to tell medical doctors of all fields that it's their job. And the reason why it is their job is because the medical doctors are the teams of people responsible for handling the school shooting victims as they're being brought to hospitals around the world to have their life saved or their injuries taken care of. So the burden on the medical profession to handle healing all the people or helping to save the lives of the people that have been shot in a school shooting, the American Medical Association continues to tell the entire medical profession and those worldwide, it is our job to take care and stop all parents and make them hesitate to allow guns in their home. And the AMA continues to publish that guns are the sole factor leading to school shootings. So gun control, we need to start discussing. Well, the truth is, the show I did, if you go to the drartistshow.com and looked at it or ask us, go to info@artistlabs.com, send in an email. We can send you the presentation, but if you can't find it. But I did an entire presentation on school shootings and what all of them have in common for the last 52 recorded years in America. 100% of all school shootings in America do not have the same gun in common. No, they don't. They don't even have the same sex in common. They can be males. They can be females. That's not the same. There's only one thing that they all have in common. Every single school shooter ever of recorded history, every single one of them has been on currently while doing the shooting was on a prescription drug as an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety drug. And every single one of those drugs that are being prescribed to people with anxiety and depression that do these school shootings, I go through all the drugs that they've actually, every single shooter has been on when they went and did this terrible act in these schools. In every single case and in every single drug's side effects that are published, every antidepressant, every anti-anxiety drug actually carries and publishes, and I show all the data in the research, it is published, every antidepressant, every anti-anxiety drug actually has a published side effect of worsening depression, introducing for the first time ever in these people, suicide ideation is a published side effect of every antidepressant and anti-anxiety drug. Think Lexapro, Prozac, Zoloft, Xanax, you name it. They all have published side effects of worsening depression, which is why they're prescribing it. Then they have suicide ideation, which is thinking of ways to kill yourself, and suicidal behavior, actually taking action to kill yourself, is a published side effect of each of those drugs. And then they publish for every single one of these drugs that they each have also violent and homicidal side effects. Isn't that interesting that the American Medical Association isn't telling their medical doctors to make sure you're evaluating your young 18 to 24 year old or teenager group that you're prescribing these drugs to look for changes in mood, changes in behavior? Are they becoming violent, anxious, irritable? This is what they're being told they are to do in the published literature for the medical profession, but they aren't doing it. So they're flippantly prescribing these drugs to kids, adults, and you're seeing the outcome of these published side effects. Now, these groups of people that actually conduct these horrific acts are generally in the younger group, like in the 15 to 18 age group. It's pretty disgusting. Now, when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to a book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. And I'm going to actually share with you highlights out of the first chapter in that book to set the stage for the third segment of this radio show, which is going to be discussing the technique I use to actually address all this in my own home without the need of a practitioner anywhere. All right. So remember, you can listen and learn from Dr. Brian Artis, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Janice Schmidt every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time. And go to our show page on AmericaOutloud.com to submit any health questions you have. And we will answer all of those on Friday on Looking for Healing Radio. We're always here for you. Stay tuned. And after the break, I'll be right back. And Looking for Healing Radio will continue. See you on the other side of these messages.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
All right. right, healers, welcome back. Looking for Healing Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. Learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. Holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and so much more. Join the EHI family and let's make tomorrow amazing. Go to www.energetichealthinstitute.org. All right. We introduced you in the first segment on the other side of this commercial break. We made sure all of you were aware that it's being published this year in 2023 that 50% of all adults 18 to 24 in America are reporting anxiety and depressive disorder symptoms after the pandemic. So in order to set the stage for this Looking for Healing radio show, we want to make sure that we bring you some relevance to understanding how emotions impact us. So one of the best places to do that is there was an incredible book written by Carol K. Truman, and Carol is spelled with a K, K-A-R-O-L K Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N. Her book is called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Now, this is a psychotherapist who had decades of working with individuals who were struggling with different anxiety and emotional disorders. And what she found and correlated much to the love for this lady, Carol Truman. Most therapists will not do this. But one thing she recognized as she acutely paid attention to her patients for years and years and years is that she started to listen and hear that most people who complained of the same psychological or emotional traumas in their life, let's say it was a divorce, let's say it was a bankruptcy or an abusive relationship, child abuse, it doesn't matter. When people would repeat those same scenarios that they were struggling with in their own lives, she actually started picking up on very early in her career that there were overlying physical symptoms that correlated to these people who, let's say five people came in a week out of 100, if five came in complaining about spousal physical abuse or emotional abuse, what these individuals reported is not only did they have the same psychological symptoms of anxiety, depression, fear, panic, but they also had the exact same physical symptoms they would report, like stomach pains or hernial pains, heartburn, headaches, whatever it might be. And so she started keeping track of what does each patient come in expressing problems with emotionally? And whatever those scenarios were in the life of everybody, which there's millions of these topics and categories, she started putting them into groups. Do we see the same symptoms in this patient who's complaining about financial worry? Do we see the same symptoms among everybody who's complaining about financial worry that she sees in her practice? And this book, Feelings Buried Alive, is a result of all of that research and collective data for decades. All right, so to actually explain to you the impact of feelings and emotions, to set the stage for what I'm going to tell you in the next segment was the solution that I used, I'm going to actually go through chapter one of their book. And I want you to grasp the significance of feelings and emotions. All right. Of all the languages in the world, I quote, the most difficult language to communicate is the language of feelings. One of our greatest challenges as human beings is to effectively communicate with other people what we truly feel. Perhaps the most significant and consequential challenge we face, however, is acquiring the ability to communicate congruently with ourselves. Have you ever felt as if there was a time bomb inside of you ready to explode at any second? Just so everybody's listening at home, I'm actually speaking now, not quoting from the book, but this feeling like I was a time bomb about to explode happened to me just yesterday. And I won't go into detail what that was, but it was a very personal business relationship that I have. And man, I literally feel like I was going to explode. So this is true for me, and it can be true for many of you. Have you ever felt as if there was a time bomb inside of you ready to explode at any second, yet you were unable to identify the source of this feeling? And yes, there's many times this has happened where it just miraculously shows up and you're like, what in the world? Why am I so angry all of a sudden? Have you experienced one day where an ordinary task was easy, and then the next day it was impossible, a gigantic mountain to climb? I guarantee you, many people have felt that way over the last 3.5 years dealing with this damn pandemic. She continues, have you ever had the feeling of being two or more separate individuals or of being someone totally different than yourself, wondering who the real you was or where the real you had gone? perhaps the most unexplainable reason you have been touchy or agitated for long periods of time than you would like, maybe even unleashing verbiage or exhibiting behavior that was unworthy of you. Have you ever had the feeling that you were two enemies or more who were constantly fighting each other as if there was a war going on inside of you? Or perhaps you've experienced sleepless nights, night after night, for no apparent reason. Have you ever felt that no one understood you? Or even, and perhaps worse, that you didn't understand yourself? What causes these disquieting moments, these uncomfortable feelings, and this internal conflict? If you recognize yourself in the above examples or have experienced similar frustrations, I would suggest to you the possibility that you could be suffering from unresolved, repressed, and suppressed negative feelings you thought you had taken care of, feelings you thought were dead and gone. What you may not realize is that when negative feelings are not resolved as they occur, these feelings remain very much alive in your physical energy field, your body, and thus feelings affect each day of your life. In other words, unresolved, quote, feelings buried alive never die. These buried feelings are very real. They are energies in and of themselves. They are alive, living, and constantly affecting you. These buried feelings have a personality, and these feelings that have been buried alive will, of necessity, have to manifest themselves sooner or later. Somehow, somewhere, in some aspect of your life, the effect of these negative feelings will be realized. They will make themselves known when you least expect it. These buried feelings may suddenly, after smoldering or fermenting for who knows how long, become apparent in your physical well-being. How? Through dis-ease, or the effects of these buried feelings could be exhibited in your relationships. Perhaps these feelings will become evident in your mental, emotional, or financial well-beings. Take your pick, one or all of them. Now, I'm breaking from the book, but I want to continue in this just real short chapter here explaining how feelings and emotions can impact us forever. From things that have occurred to us in our past, at any moment in our life, they can impact our relationships, how we interact and hear other people communicating with us. We all have these. There's not a single human being listening to the show who does not have this. I guarantee it. All of us do. And when I started out with the radio show saying I was going to explain to all of you a technique I use to help with my buried emotional upsets or worries, I utilize a technique to release these buried, repressed emotions that I don't even remember I encountered from a childhood or adolescence or teenager. And sometimes I do know where it comes from, but most often I don't. But something will change in how I'm experiencing a day or a moment and how I'm feeling. And then I have to go figure out what it is and release it. And it only takes a few minutes to do it. It's very incredible. All right, so I want to continue with this. Often, however, we do not get to pick or choose which feelings will manifest in our life, nor do we consciously choose how or when they are manifest. Suffice it to say, these feelings trigger our everyday, minute-to-minute choices and behavior, whether we recognize it or not. Feelings that we have buried and are completely unaware of are what create the challenges, the uneasiness, the dis-ease, the pain, physical pain, and the crisis situations in our lives. Thus, it's possible to experience one or more of these negative states at the same time, whether in our relationships, our physical, our financial, or the mental, emotional areas of our life. In other words, dis-ease in any form is the natural consequence of unresolved negative feelings that have seemingly been forgotten, ignored, or buried. According to health editor Imrika Pattis, I quote, "It's estimated that 90% of all physical problems have psychological roots. That may sound like a gross exaggeration. In fact, it's probably a conservative estimate. A growing body of evidence indicates that virtually every ill that can befall the body, from acne to arthritis, headaches to heart disease, cold sores to cancer, is influenced for better or for worse by our emotions," end quote. And this is being quoted from The Complete Guide to Your Emotions and Your Health, page 563 by Imrika Pattis and the editors of Prevention Magazine. All right, this subject is and has been the focus of research projects, human behavior studies, TV programs, and many books. Much emphasis has been placed on this topic in recent months and years. The world population is looking for answers to the whys of varied problems and negative experiences. People look to their peers, to professionals, to educators, to education, to religious authority, to books, or to self-awareness seminars for answers. What are they seeking? What is the bottom line? observation from my counseling experience is that most people have a deep desire and are searching for peace of mind and the ability to truly love and be loved unconditionally. Now, this statement is exactly what Looking for Healing radio show is all about. We want to bring peace and remove anxiety and panic, so where you can truly only focus on and experience as much love and unconditional love as possible in your everyday life. Dr. Truman continues, or Carol Truman continues, it seems that part of us, our higher intelligence, is crying out to be liberated from untold years of suppression and denial. What is more, this cry for liberation comes from every corner of the globe. The cry comes seeking relief from pain, hate, anger, fear, war, suffering, hurt, sickness, resentment, loneliness, depression, failure, misery, prejudice, guilt, and many other undesirable conditions that afflict mankind today. People everywhere are questioning, seeking, and striving to understand what makes them tick. They want to find the cause of their suffering, their pain, and their problems. And I'm sure many in the audience here, this is Dr. Artis speaking, are looking for the same thing, which is why they're tuning in to lookingforhealingradio.com. Perhaps that we have not comprehended before, quote, is that our experiences in life are actually our own state of mind being projected outward. When we have a state of mind that indicates inner peace, joy, love, and well-being, then peace, joy, love, and well-being is what we naturally project outward. And consequently, these positive states of mind bring us positive experiences. On the contrary, though, when our state of mind is one that is being occupied with fears, think about the pandemic, doubts, troubles, and concerns, then fears, doubts, troubles, and concerns are what we naturally project outward onto everybody else in our life. Consequently, we will experience that which we fear, doubt, are troubled by, and concerned with as our reality. Put another way, she quotes, whatever we choose to focus our attention on will automatically multiply in our lives. If our attention is on our troubles or the injustice of the past, they will become our trials of the present also. If instead our minds are focused on the blessings we have received or the love of God, family, and fellow men, these will grow stronger. And this is a quote by Frederick W. Babel in his book, Bring Forth Your Light. Most of us recognize that we're not just a piece of flesh. We are at least five-dimensional. By this, I mean spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, and social. And in order to be in tune or in balance and to work in harmony and realize fulfillment, these five dimensions serve us much more efficiently and effectively if they are attended to equally. In our younger years, many of us were taught to shut off or close down the emotional facet of our being. We were programmed to deny feelings or to bury them. You ever had your parents, this is me talking, you ever had those moments where people, your parents might have told you, or I'm sure you've heard this before, and many kids report this, that their parents would tell them, it's better to be seen than heard, right? Or if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all, right? So there's always this, don't tell your feelings if they're negative that you're experiencing. Keep it to yourself. I want to continue. We were programmed to deny feelings and to bury them. If our feelings were hurt or we didn't like something the way it was, we were taught to forget it, ignore it. Children are to be seen and not heard. That's funny. That's what I just said. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Don't think about it or be quiet and it might go away. Well, guess what? It, in quotes, it, those feelings didn't go away. Denying them didn't make them disappear. Those feelings were repressed, suppressed, stuffed, or buried. However, that doesn't mean they went away. On the contrary, they registered somewhere inside of us, and the less than desirable circumstances we might find ourselves in today in any aspect of our life are the manifestation of those so-called buried feelings. Those feelings did not leave. Just because we buried them alive doesn't mean they are dead. Those feelings are not dead unless they are resolved. They remain the source of our unresolved conflicts. How many of you at home, this is me speaking, how many of you at home have ever experienced one emotional upset after another? And how many of you actually thought, why is it that every single relationship turns out the exact same way? They always end the same way. I always come up with the same disagreements, the same arguments, the same breakups, or I have the same result with every employer I've ever had in my whole life. It's because you have things buried in your past and in your subconscious and in your mind that is unresolved, and they come right up to the surface whenever it's addressed again or comes up. Those feelings are not dead unless they are resolved. They remain the source of our unresolved conflicts. I continue. Subconsciously, they are not forgotten, nor will they be forgotten. Those feelings from long ago have been and are still being registered at and at the cellular level of our being. They are the feelings which govern our thought patterns, our beliefs, and our attitudes. Those feelings determine our emotional reactions and our experiences in life. They are unconscious, hidden, and have been denied. Nevertheless, they are a definite part of our intracellular, inside of our cells, and subconscious programming. The experiences we have in our lives today are the effects caused by these unresolved feelings we've denied. Those feelings we stuffed and then buried alive. The problem is, those feelings did not die. Your life can realize a cohesiveness it has never known. How do we accomplish this? Using the principles in this book and in other techniques like I'm going to share here, she states, you can realize a cohesiveness it has never known. How do we accomplish this? You have to first open the eyes of our eyes so that you can see, and then open the ears of your ears so that you can hear. And then you need to open your heart so other hearts can listen and hearken to the truth and the life. First, it is imperative that we learn to identify negative thoughts and feelings before we can avoid or change them. It will not take long before this will become automatic, and we will be able to be happy, cheerful, appreciative, and caring much of the time. We can dispel discord among those around us by becoming conduits for peace and love. As words and their meanings are crucial to a clear communication of the material contained in this book, it is vitally important that you have a correct concept of the following four words as they are used in this book. Here they are. Ready? Thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs. All right. So on the opposite side of this coming up break, I'm going to get into a technique I use in another book that I use. That I've used for years and every day in my daily life to help me uncover and determine very quickly and easily what is the buried emotion that Dr. Artis is carrying that I can release right now to help me move forward without anxiety, panic, fear, worry, consuming my mind and paralyzing me, which it does to all of us. It will paralyze all of us if we do not do it. It will create massive confusion, hurt our relationships forevermore into the future. All right, so remember to go to Looking for Healing Radio show page on the AmericaOutloud.com, submit a health question for the host, and we'll share our thoughts each Friday. Stay tuned after the break we have coming up. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio for you right after these messages.
It was Henry Wadsworth Longfellow that said, "Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime and departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time." America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus and strengthen recall. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back, guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code Out Loud.
All right, welcome back, healers. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is Looking for Healing Radio, the final segment of today's show. I hope you guys have enjoyed it so far and learned a lot. All right, so the book, Feeling Buried Alive Never Dies, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die by Carol Truman. In that book, I encourage all of you to buy it and have it. In the book, starting on page 219, it's incredible. She actually makes a list, as I explained in the second segment that we just ended, that she has actually, over her career, been able to put together categories of emotions and physical symptoms that typically correlate to a patient. And then she categorizes a whole bunch of symptoms over many pages of different types of physical health problems and the most common emotionally repressed emotions in people. And then in her book, she actually teaches you a way that she explains her as a psychotherapist, how she helps you uncover the root cause of your symptoms that you're having caused by emotions you were unaware of. So this book is a great resource. I'm going to actually run through some of this for you so you can kind of get a glimpse of what it is you're going to find in that book. If you're looking for healing, and this is Looking for Healing Radio, there are resources that a healer can actually bring to the audience or the patients that can help them at home improve their understanding about how health and life occurs, and then the tools that we use as healers to help people heal. So this is why we're doing this radio show. This is why, save the date, September 8th and 9th in Dallas, Texas, I will be holding my own Healing for the Ages conference. Go to healingfortheages.com and pre-register. In the next week, we should be making the registration live, which is going to be very exciting. All right. So we are going to be bringing you in that conference, just like we're doing in these radio shows, tools you can use, utilize, books you can have at home, supplements you can have at home, herbs you can have at home, dietary recommendations you can have at your disposal to know how to reference, how to take back your health on your own. And if we can do that, you know, the old adage, you can either teach a man to fish so he can feed himself for the rest of his life, or you can fish for him. And then he's only benefiting while you're there to do it for him. So we are here to help you learn how to actually use the tools we use in our own lives to keep us healthy and our loved ones healthy. And one of the biggest things is emotional stress. All right. So symptoms of an illness may be removed, but in order to achieve a complete resolution of that illness, an inner healing and changing of belief systems must take place before the disease is eradicated. To accomplish this, she states, look at the illness list. So you go through her list, starting on page 219. What is the symptoms you struggle with? For example, I'll just read off the first page. It starts with abdominal area pain, abscesses, continue to have accidents or falls, aches, acne, addictions, Addison disease, adenoids, adrenal problems, allergies, AIDS, Alzheimer's, amnesia, ankle swelling, anorectal bleeding, anorexia, appendicitis, asthma. It just continues, and they're all in alphabetical order. Underneath each of these physical symptoms or diseases, she has a list of the most common emotions the individuals she has seen over her career, what they all manifested when they did the work to find out what they have repressed emotionally. And then when they removed all those barriers and burdens emotionally from their subconscious, their physical symptoms and diseases disappeared. So I'm going to give you what she gives as her example. She says the following two examples of how to process the feelings indicated for the illnesses on this list. So for example, number one, you want to locate the origin of my incorrect, quote, locate the origin of my incorrect use of judgment or my incorrect use of wisdom. A possible replacement statement could be, I am opening my mind and heart to truth. I accept truth. I make correct decisions, then finish the script. You're going to locate the origin of the feelings that cause you to feel the way you do and my possessions and have little sense of self. Replace this with something like, I do not need possessions to give me my identity. This is an example. I feel a great sense of self. I feel love and respect for myself. And these would be called positive affirmations to replace negative concepts, thoughts, or opinions of yourself that continually to flood, recirculate in your mind. All right. So for her, it is real introspective and then doing word affirmations to actually help reverse this. Now, just so you know, I have used this to save my own life about 15 years ago in 2009, when I literally was paralyzed with depression for like 10 months, never left the house. And then I went to a practitioner I love and respect in Seattle, Washington, to do an analysis. And this is the first time I was ever introduced to emotional release work and its power over the influence of our physical symptoms. And in my case, it was being paralyzed not to act. I was just depressed and wasn't happy that I'd felt the impression by God to move to Texas. And I didn't like Texas the way I liked the Smoky Mountains. And there was just this horrible overlaying feeling like life sucked all of a sudden. And I really had no interest in going back into practice, doing anything. After I did the work at the clinic in Seattle, going through what you're learning here in this radio show, I actually, within 2 weeks of being there, after struggling for 10 months, being able to physically motivate myself to leave the house and do anything. It was awful. doing the emotional release work that Dr. Jeanette Birnbach did with me, and introduction of affirmations to replace negative thoughts that are paralyzing me. Within 2 weeks of doing these positive affirmations every day, all of a sudden, it was like a flip of a switch. And I immediately walked out the door, went down the street, met all the business owners in Frisco, Texas, opened up my practice 2 weeks later, and it just boomed and it was successful. And I never felt that way ever again. But I'm going to give you an example of things here. So for example, I was a chiropractor and I would have tons of people come into my office with low back pain. So in this book, I had this book always on the shelf in every room in my practice so that if a patient came in consistently complaining of a symptom or one that just mysteriously just showed up all in one day, I would actually grab this book and see, is there any correlation to what's going on in their own lives and the pain they're experiencing? So let me find low back pain in here, or back pain. I know it's in here, but this was amazing to me when you get to back. Okay. This is interesting. The reason why I bring this up is Looking for Healing Radio. Do you know that the number one reason why everyone in America, the highest percentage of reason why people are admitted to a hospital? Do you know that in America, the number one cause for admittance into a hospital is because of low back pain? You know what I find interesting about that? Do you know who the specialists are in reversing low back pain? Chiropractors. I still find it amazing that 90% of the country still shows up in hospitals looking for low back relief from some drug I'm sure they want to just numb their pain. But I find it interesting that the medical profession doesn't just immediately turn them around and send them off to a chiropractor to fix the problem. All right, so I found this very interesting, and you might too. Anytime you ever have low back pain that shows up in your life or a loved one's life, these are the five categories of buried emotions that have now come to the surface, and you are now manifesting low back pain because you are reliving the emotions you have buried and they're reoccurring. So these are in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The top five emotional concerns that people simply that struggle with low back pain, reoccurring or chronic. All you got to do is find what's the repressed emotion. And I cannot tell you how many chiropractic appointments I saw where I did not have to adjust the patient. I could just release these emotions and they would walk out with no pain. And I never had to adjust them or do physical therapy on them. All right. So the top five emotions buried in people struggling with low back pain. Number one, the individual feels unsupported financially. All right, so this is a big deal. So anytime an individual starts to experience low back pain all of a sudden, you might want to consider, did something change at work? Was there an expense, an emergency expense that came up that's going to require more funds than the individual is feeling confident to spend? I cannot tell you how often this has even occurred in my own life. So if there was moments I was worried about finances, whether it was moving, selling a practice, adding doctors to the practice, buying technology for the practice, starting a podcast show, flying all around the country during the pandemic, and how am I going to afford that while I'm retired? That could show up. Feelings of being unsupported financially, either by a boss, a work, a stock market, it really doesn't matter. Finances are the number one cause for back pain, low back pain. The second most common emotion experienced is experiencing fear where money is concerned. So again, two money topics. Number three, wanting to back out of something. So Carol Truman said, there's something they're involved in that they want to get out of and they don't know how to. And as a result, they will start expressing low back pain. The fourth most common emotional buried repressed emotions impacting low back pain and causing low back pain for people all over the world. The individual is currently in a relationship that hurts. The fifth cause for low back pain, Carol Truman found, was the individual is emotionally wanting to run away from a situation, no matter what it is. Now, that's a big deal, because when we're talking about Looking for Healing Radio, we're trying to correlate what can we bring to the masses to help the most people. All right, so arthritis. Let's just talk about arthritis. This is in the book. So I'd like to go through this because many, many people in America, including people in this audience, you might be struggling with chronic joint pain. So I'm going to go through arthritis, and then I'm going to highlight what Carol Truman published are the main emotions buried in the psyche of an individual who is diagnosed with autoimmune diseases. Now, everyone at home, there's over 130 now autoimmune diseases in America, and arthritis affects obviously millions of people, and maybe you. All right. So arthritis, the most common emotions. I'm just going to read these. They're listed. Severely criticizing the self. The individual is self-criticizing or criticizing others. Number two, holding on to feelings of hostility. Number three, causing arthritis, holding on to own opinions and beliefs and not sharing them. Arthritis also can be caused. The next one is long-term tension or anger in life. The next emotion is feelings of anxiety or depression endured over long periods of time. Well, we just read a study right now that 50% of all young adults, 18 to 24, are struggling with depression and anxiety because of the pandemic. That's half of all the Americans, 18 to 24. Now, how many of them are going to start developing joint pain? Any joint in your entire body, spine, knuckles, elbows, shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, all of them. Remember, arthritis by definition is a Latin word meaning inflammation in the joints or a joint. All right. The next emotion she found with people struggling with arthritis was a belief that it's wrong to get angry, which continues repressed anger that eats you up, or a belief that it's wrong to get angry, which creates the need to be right, or the belief that it's wrong to get angry, which creates rigid in thinking and feelings, or an uncompromising attitude or inflexibility. Now let's go on to autoimmune diseases. The top four causes emotionally that she uncovered causes autoimmune disease symptoms is laughing on the outside, but crying on the inside. So you have a fake facade to the world. Outwardly, you put on a smiley, happy face, but you're never expressing your true feelings internally. And then the second emotion causing autoimmune disease is an individual feels totally helpless. The third most common psychological cause for autoimmune disease is have given up. The individual has physically given up on something. And then the fourth is deep-seated grief. So those are just some examples there I wanted to share. Now, let's go to another one. How about infections? This is interesting. Everybody was dealing with supposedly an infection during COVID. Imagine these three feelings. Okay. Infections continue to be manifested in patients who have chronic infections. There's an underlying feeling of hostility, a feeling of anger being manifested, or a feeling of suspicion or annoyance. All right. Now you can go into everything: insomnia, deep-seated guilt, tensions in life, impotence, even conflicting ideas about sex that probably comes up from religious dogma. There's all kinds of stuff. What about, I'm just going to pick one other thing. Miscarriages, for example. There's been millions of those more than ever before. Miscarriages, quote, fears timing is wrong is the underlying fear for the most people. Second is fears what the future will bring. Well, how many people during the pandemic had that? Maybe that was a cause for a lot of the miscarriages and not just the vaccines. And then the third is fears the responsibility of a baby. So these are all just examples. Then it goes into multiple sclerosis, all kinds of issues, neck problems, myasthenia gravis, obesity. Let's talk about obesity. Obesity and diabetes, they just projected to the world, it's going to affect 1.3 billion people by the year 2050. That's almost, I don't know, almost 20% of the entire world's population in the next 27 years. All right. So using food as a substitute for affection, that's the underlying number one emotional theme, or the inability to admit to the self or others that what you really want is making people obese. Obesity also, it's found that these people are struggling with the inability to express their true feelings. They're seeking love makes people obese. Protecting the body makes people want to eat and layer on fat to protect their organs physically, trying to fulfill the self or stuffing their feelings. So this is just an example of some of the different causes of emotions that can lead to known established physical symptoms you and I could be struggling with. All right, now I wanted to summarize for you a technique I personally used every day in my life. The book Feelings Buried Alive Never Die is a reference I use to identify what symptoms I might be having and what emotions I might want to go look for using a technique called the emotion code. And I want to share this with everybody at home, that there is a technique and a book written by Dr. Bradley Nelson. Now, in 2009, I actually went and met Dr. Bradley Nelson in San Francisco and had him personally train me in what is called the emotion code. That's his book, and that is his technique. He's also got copyrighted charts. You can look him up online, go to Google or DuckDuckGo or anywhere and type in the emotion code chart, and it will pop up. And it's a very very convenient. I actually have this in my notes on my phone so that if I'm out in public or away from the house, I can quickly reference this chart and actually grab my wife or myself and do the emotional code release work, identify the feelings that are buried alive and release them using acupuncture techniques with my hands or a laser or a magnet. And it takes just a few seconds to release the emotions. All right. So the book, The Emotion Code, I would encourage everybody to read. This is a great resource or to have on hand and get these charts. The charts come with the book, by the way, and are in the book, The Emotion Code. So I'm going to give you an example. They have found in acupuncture and in Eastern medicine, that there is a direct correlation to emotions in all of our physical organs. So when you look at the emotion code chart, you will see six rows of organs. Row one is the heart or small intestine. Row two is the spleen or stomach. Row three is the lung and colon. Row four is the liver and gallbladder. Row five is kidneys and bladder. Row six is the glands and sexual organs. And then there's two columns in the rows that represent column A and column B. And inside each of the rows for each of these organs listed and categorized, there are a list of 10 different emotions that are buried in the mind or could be affecting those organs leading to your symptoms. So for example, for the heart, if you have heart problems, heart disease, when you're doing the emotion code work, you may actually very quickly, easily be able to define that of the 10 emotions, they're divided into two columns. So five in column A, five in column B. Column A includes abandonment, betrayal, forlorn, lost, and love unreceived. The next column is effort unreceived, heartache, insecurity, overjoy, and vulnerability. Now, each of these rows has 10 emotions in them. And in the book, The Emotion Code, you learn very quickly for yourself how you can use muscle testing or a sway test or various techniques to actually analyze for yourself what emotion are you holding on to that's causing your physical symptom. And then you can very quickly release it in just a few seconds, actually. It's pretty miraculous. And that flow chart of that, I think I will do that in the next Looking for Healing Radio next week, actually. I'll go into that chart and the flow of how you analyze for those emotions. So this will be very exciting, and I'm looking forward to doing that again next week. Just know that the emotion code is what we're looking for. The emotion code is the book, along with Feelings Buried Alive, are two great resources that we can use. And if you'd like to learn more about these techniques, at thedrartistshow.com is a actual recorded episode I did with a technician or a healer named Diana Stefanik. She actually used to work for me in my practice. She solely is gifted, in my opinion, and put on this earth to do this work to help individuals identify what's the underlying cause for their symptoms and their diseases. The impacts of emotions are massive. A real quick Looking for Healing Radio, for those of you at home who are looking for ways to help combat emotions using these techniques and books and teachings, go to Buy the Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die book by Carol Truman and The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson. Remember, the only medicine is natural medicine, because natural medicine first does no harm. There's so much we have to unlearn, and I'm grateful to be able to unlearn it with you so we can learn something much better, something filled with love, with logic, and with light. Healers, you're a being of light, so remember that when you're looking for healing, so always look within first. May God the Almighty and the author of all things shine his divine light down upon us, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. I'm Dr. Brian Artis, founder of artistlabs.com and thedrartistshow.com. For Looking for Healing Radio, make sure to tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And until then, I say to you, God bless you and have a great night.